Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in God's news behind the news, I don't know if you guys know this, but if would you, you may be surprised to find out who is the most sung songwriter, not in the United States, but in the world. The most sung songwriter in the world. Now, many people would think that it's secular artists because they're, you know, have all these music and all this type of stuff. But would you know that Chris Tomlin has been named as the most sung artist in the world, the multi-Grammy winning artist.
Wow.
CBN's reporting he sold 4.2 million albums, and it's amazing. He says, they say that some of his well-known songs include How Great Is Our God, Jesus Messiah, Whom Shall I Fear, and CNN reported earlier this year from the CEO of Christian Copyright Licensing International said churches around the world use 128 songs that Tomlin has wrote or co-wrote last year. And basically what CCL does, it tracks what music is used in churches.
Mm-hmm.
And between 60,000 and 120,000 churches are singing Tomlin songs.
Wow.
And just, it's amazing when you think about that. And just the number. But listen, sometimes you may think that, you know, you see so many things happening in the world and you see so much stuff and so much happening. They even compared his sales now, what's going on with him compared to an artist. But in 2012, Tomlin's songs were played 3.12 million times in churches. In comparison, Billboard reported singer Katy Perry's songs were played 1.4 million times on the radio. And this is CBN, you know, reporting this.
Mm.
And it just goes to show you that you just never know. You know, the word of God and worship is getting out all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that you were designed for worship.
That's right.
You were designed for worship. What's interesting about music, and I've been working on this little project for a long time, but it's a little booklet, a testimony really about how when I gave my life to the Lord, God set me free from listening to worldly music and secular music. And one of the things that when I was writing this and learned about this is that when you think about a universal language across the world, universal language is music. I mean, they've got all type, bluegrass to rap to rock and roll to, you name it. I mean, there is a music for every single person on the face of the planet. And clapping hands is like universal. I mean, people sway back and forth. I mean, there's movement, there's dance anywhere, anywhere around the country. It doesn't matter, around the world, it doesn't matter how primitive. Doesn't matter how, you know, technologically advanced a society is, but there's something about music, and I tend to believe that it's because God put worship in the heart of man. God put it inside of man to be able to worship and to exalt him, not necessarily, you know, other people. And that's what's happened. I mean, it says, with a cymbal, praise him, you know, the scriptures say, and And with a song and with a dance. And God put that in the heart of man. And it's important because, you know, the enemy can come to steal that away from you. And what God created you, your mouth, to sing unto him and to glorify him. And you can scream at a sporting event. And people actually scream for hockey. I don't know why they would. But they do.
It.
I don't understand it either.
Makes no sense.
It's two of us. You know, but you can use those same vocal cords.
Roger that.
You can use those same vocal cords to exalt God.
I mean,
you know, some people say, well, I don't get excited. That's cool. Do you get excited at a sporting event? Well, yeah, well, you can get excited about God.
Huge. You know, I can't think which specific artist it was. I know there was a Christian artist, and he was getting interviewed, and the interviewer asked him, he says, what is worship to you? And he took a moment, and he says, it's giving God's breath back to him. When you think about it, God breathes life back into, he breathes life into us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like when we take that time to sing back to him, to worship him, it's like we're giving that breath back to him.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, it's just powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about singing, talking about worship. You know, singing is just one part of worship. You know, we worship God with our lives and with our actions. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just a song.
Just sing a song, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a very important part because you're oftentimes singing words. You're singing sometimes in the most intimate first-person terms. Those are often, in my experience, I've seen also in the experience of others, is that when they are personally talking in first person and singing to God,
mm-hmm.
the worship becomes a prayer. It just becomes involved into one thing, one encounter with God. And there's nothing like being able to communicate with him, whether it be mm-hmm. in talking prayer, whether it be in song. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so it's exciting to hear that Chris Tomlin, look at that. Who would have known?
Wow.
Who would have known? And there's something that God's doing on the face of the earth when you see all these psalmists. I mean, there's people that write songs, and then there's some that write these, I mean, prophetic, beautiful, amazing songs that just touch the heart of God and mm-hmm. touch the soul of man.
Yeah.
And that it gives us an opportunity to express, you know, some are more gifted than others with word usage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it gives us all the opportunity to say, yeah, I would have said that. If I could write a song to God, I would have said that.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows us to have an mm-hmm. opportunity to do that. So how about that?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.